"I'm keeping it in mind," Samuel Alexandrovich said. "We need to know more either from the Couture woman or Lalande itself. Our principal trouble remains what it has always been, reaction time. It takes us far too long to amass any large force. Always our conflicts are larger than they would have been if we had received a warning of problems and threats earlier in their development. But just this once we may actually be in luck. Unless there was some supreme diplomatic foul-up, Meredith Saldana's squadron was due to leave Omnita 3 days ago. They were in the system mainly for pomp and show, but they carried a full weapons load. A squadron of frontline ships already assembled and perfectly suited to those duties. We couldn't have planned it better. It'll take them 5 days to get back to Rosenheim. Captain Oster, if Ilex can get there before they dock at 7th Fleet headquarters and all the crews go on leave, then Meredith might just be able to get to Lalande before Terence Smith, and if not before, then certainly in time to prevent the bulk of the mercenary troops from landing. Ilex will certainly try, First Admiral, Oster said. I have always asked for auxiliary fusion generators to be installed in the weapons bay. The energy patterning cells can be recharged directly from them, reducing the flight time between swallows considerably. We should be ready to depart in 5 hours, and I believe we can make the 2-day deadline. My thanks to Ilex, Samuel Alexandrovich said formally. Oster inclined his head. Lieutenant Commander Solanke, you can travel with Captain Oster and carry my orders for Rear Admiral Saldana, and I think we can manage a promotion to full commander before you go. You've shown considerable initiative over the last few weeks, as well as personal courage.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, Kelvin said.
The promotion barely registered. Some irreverent section of his mind was counting up the number of light-years he had flown in a week. It must be some kind of record. But he was going back to Lalande and bringing his old friend's help. That felt good. I've stopped running. Add an extra order that the Lady Macbeth and her crew is to be arrested, Samuel Alexandrovich told Maynard Kana. They can try explaining themselves to Meredith's intelligence officers. The Santa Clara materialized 120,000 kilometers above Lalande, almost directly in line between the planet and Renison. Dawn was racing over Amarisk, half of the Julis tributary network flashing like silver veins in the low sunlight. The early hour might have accounted for the lack of response from civil traffic control. But Captain Zaretsky had been to Lalande before. He knew the way the planet worked. Radio silence didn't particularly bother him. Thermodump panels slid out of the hull, and the flight computer plotted a vector which would deliver the starship to a 500-kilometer equatorial orbit. Zaretsky triggered the fusion drive, and the ship moved in at a tenth of a G. Santa Clara was a large cargo clipper paying a twice-annual visit to the Tirasca settlements, bringing new colonists and shipping out their Rygar crop. There were over 50 Tirasca breeders on board, all of them shuffling round the cramped life-support capsules. The dominant Xenox refused to use zero-tau pods, though their vassal castes were riding the voyage in temporal suspension. Captain Zaretsky didn't particularly like being chartered by Tirasca merchants, but they always paid on time, which endeared them to the ship's owners. Once the Santa Clara was underway, he opened channels to the 9 starships in parking orbit. They told him about the riots and rumors of invaders, and the fighting in Durringham, which had lasted 4 days. There had been no information coming up from the city for 2 days now, they said, and they couldn't decide what to do. Zaretsky didn't share their problem. Santa Clara had a medium-sized VTOL spaceplane in its hangar. His contract didn't call for any contact with the human settlements. Whatever rebellion the Ivets were staging, it didn't affect him. When he opened a channel to the Tirasca farmers on the planet, they reported a few skirmishes with humans who were acting oddly. But they had prepared their Rygar crop and were waiting for the equipment and new farmers the Santa Clara was bringing. He acknowledged the call and continued the slow-powered fall into orbit, the Santa Clara's fusion exhaust drawing a slender thread of incandescence across the stars. Jay Hilton sat on the rock outcrop 50 meters from the Savannah homestead cabin, her legs crossed, head tipped back to watch the starship decelerating into orbit and mournful curiosity pooling in her eyes. The weeks of living with Father Horst had brought about a considerable change in her appearance. For a start, Her lush silver-white hair had been cropped into a frizz barely a centimetre long, making it easier to keep clean.